Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am Mike Salmon, alongside Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. I'd like to thank the Academy of Online Streaming Radio Stations for giving us this award.
That's right.
Every week.
You've got a whole shelf full of them right now.
Yes.
Don't you?
And the mic, I'm gonna turn it back to you before the mic goes under the table so I can't talk anymore like they do on award shows.
Oh, I got you. And the music stops.
Exactly.
And you get the red light.
The music stops.
Yes, exactly.
Trey's giving us the kill signal.
We've got a couple of great guests here in the studio. Joining us from Select SI Automotive, it is Mr. Steve Kendrick. And from a company called Exelon, we have Dirk Steiner. Looking forward to talking to Dirk, but we're going to start off with Steve. And Steve, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great. Well, we've known each other for a few years now. You're actually part of the Subaru family, and we appreciate your support, but you're here to talk about Select SI Automotive. And for folks in this area, they've probably seen the new dealership on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Tell us about Select SI.
Select SI is a dream kind of coming true. A few years ago, I put together a game plan and presented it to the powers to be of Infinity of Gwinnett and Subaru of Gwinnett and myself. We decided to build a pre-owned car dealership that resembled in every way a new car dealership. And that's how it became.
So you had that aha moment and you opened up. Now, how long have you been in business with Select SI?
It will be 1 year, December the 15th.
Very competitive fee. A lot of other pre-owned dealers out there. What separates Select SI Automotive from your competitors?
Great question. And probably the number one reason for opening up Select SI. There are a lot of used car dealers, used car lots out there, but this is a standalone pre-owned car dealership that not only offers sales, but also service, parts, anything else that goes with a automobile dealership.
And so a lot of the other used car lots, all they do is just sell cars. So the fact that when I buy my used car from Select SI, I can also bring it back to have it serviced.
We encourage you to.
Yeah. And that also is going to lead to another thing that I think separates all your car dealerships is you guys are all about relationships. So it is about people who are going to not only sell me that car, but then also service that car as I own it.
Yes. One of the differentiation factors between Infinity of Gwinnett and Subaru of Gwinnett and any other car dealerships in the local area or outside the local area, our turnover. We have very, very, very little turnover of our employees. In fact, the general sales manager, Mr. Rob Pruitt at Select SI Automotive, has been with the company 13 years. he started building that dealership by acquiring some other people within our group of dealerships. And so our longevity is already in place. Mr. Jimmy Hunt, who is our service manager, Jimmy has been with our dealership family for over 12 years. It's a really, really nice feeling when you get to the dealership and you come inside because of not only that, but we do things a little differently. We are a one-price store, so virtually 80 to 90% of the people that buy a vehicle now go on to the internet before they even purchase a car, and they will be able to look in our inventory. Currently, we have about 180 vehicles on our pre-owned lot, ranging anywhere from $8,000 to $65,000. So a great selection. Mm-hmm. Just the number of 180 tells you that, but it's all price ranges. And so the people can, that are interested in our vehicles can go online, look, and already know that we are the low price leader in this area or the surrounding area for that particular vehicle that they're looking at.
So let's talk a little bit more about the inventory. You talked about 180 cars on the lot currently. Where does your inventory come from? How do you guys find the cars that go on your lot?
Three different ways. Number one would be trade-ins that come from either Infiniti of Gwinnett or Subaru of Gwinnett. And then we employ, for all three of the dealerships, we employ full-time buyers that leave on either Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning and come back either Thursday evening or Friday. And they go throughout the United States looking for vehicles to put on this lot and on our other dealership lots for the inventory of those vehicles.
So you get these, and we're talking with Steve Kendrick with Select SI Automotive. You have these vehicles now on the lot. How do you go through the inspection? What do you do with these cars to make sure they're the quality that you want to be able to offer to your customers?
As I said earlier, in part of the dream, not only did we want it to just be a one-price store, but we also wanted to be a little different in how we handle the customer, meaning that it's not your typical situation where you might be handed off to different people. At our dealership, you can go one of two routes. You can start with the same salesperson and go through the entire process, including the finance paperwork, if you so desire to finance the car, or paying cash for the car or whatever. You can stay with that salesperson, which is really a sales manager, all the way through the process. Or if you have some type of a technical situation regarding credit or maybe terms or down payment or payments, and you need to get a little bit more expertise in that area, we have our finance director who is available to talk with anyone. So you can go the route, you can come to the dealership, have your sales manager or your concierge salesperson, and take it from beginning to end. That's one differentiation. Along with the vehicle inspection, we teamed up with Motor Trend. Everybody's been aware, or not everybody, but most people are aware of Motor Trend magazine, which has been an automotive magazine since 1946, I do believe. And they, in turn, have a division to where you Motor Trend certify your vehicle. So when the vehicles come in, they go through 175-point inspection check. Now, this is not just one or two vehicles. This is 80% of the inventory that we have on our grounds currently. So 180 vehicles, 80% of that gives you an idea how many of the cars are certified. The vehicles that are not certified are vehicles that we have put through inspection that don't quite meet up to those standards, and we sell those cars either without the certification, or we can go a different route.
I think you mentioned earlier, Steve, a full-line dealership. Exactly what does that mean? Let's put our arms around that and explain that.
When you purchase your vehicle from Select SI Automotive, you are introduced to either our service manager or one of our service advisors, and we set up your first service appointment right then, because what we furnish for you in the purchase of the car is we also include your first and your second oil and filter change, so that when you come to the dealership, you're able to do that. If there's other work that needs to be performed, we can do that at that time. And what I mean by we can do that at that time, it is a full line mechanical shop that can do any type of service function on the vehicle.
Gotcha.
We also have a parts department on hand that's able to supply the parts if they're a generic part, meaning oil, filter, wiper blades, things like that, their own premises. And then if we have to have a different type of a part for a mechanical reason, then we can have that car, that part either delivered that day or the very next day.
And I was going to just say, I think that would be a little bit of a challenge in that at Subaru, you know, you just have to stock pretty much Subaru parts, because don't you just work mostly on Subarus, same at Infiniti. Here, a lot of them are trade-ins. You don't know what you're going to be getting.
That is true, and that's the reason why you need to have a very flexible and a very nimble service department that can handle the needs of any type of vehicle that we stock.
Which leads to people with a lot of experience who know what they're doing, and they already come from your other dealership. The team that you've put together is a team with a lot of experience already, even though the dealership's only been there 1 year. So I can see the excitement of the vision, because, yeah, I mean, you're not just starting this off the ground. I wanted to ask you, let's go back to the sales process real quick, and I just wanted to ask you one question about one price pricing. I think people have heard that. I think there might even be people who've gone to other dealerships who might claim something like that and not had the experience of one price pricing. So talk a little bit about what one price pricing means at Select SI.
I can give you a bit, and not an example, but I can give you an actual situation.
That's even better.
Okay. Customer A gets in their vehicle and they decide to go out and shop for a vehicle, a pre-owned vehicle. They get to X dealership, they go in, they talk about price on the vehicle. They really don't know whether that's the starting price, the ending price, or the middle price. Customer B goes on to the website of X, Y, all the way to Z car dealerships, has a vehicle or a couple of vehicles in mind, does their history on the vehicle. They see that there are common vehicles at different dealerships, and they then whittle that down by price. So before they leave their home, they already have an idea of which X, Y, Z dealership they might want to go to out of a myriad of dealerships, and they end up going to dealership X because, and no pun intended with Radio X, they go to dealership X. They already know that's the price of the car. And that is the situation we have at our dealership. The customer already knows it's an extremely great price. They've already passed probably from their home several other dealerships that they could have stopped at, but they know to save time and money, they're going to go to Select SI Automotive, see the vehicle, make sure the vehicle is what we say it is. We already have the price, and they're ready to go.
Talking again with Steve Kendrick with Select SI Automotive, and as we start to wrap things up, before we go, I do want to ask about your loaner fleet as well. I understand you have some vehicles there.
Well, we couldn't be a full line operating dealership if we didn't offer service. And if one of our valued customers comes in for their either their first or second oil change, or or even after that, a service need that they have for the vehicle. And let's face it, most of us work. If they drop their vehicle off, they need transportation. So I'll put the question to you. How many pre-owned existing dealerships offer a loaner vehicle for any time someone comes in for their service?
I think I might know the answer to that. Might be zero. Yes. Well, now there's one. Right?
It's called Select SI Automotive in Gwinnett.
There you go.
But on Satellite Boulevard.
Well, the mistake you made in that answer, though, is you said how many of us work, and Mike and I can tell you that we don't really work. At least Mike doesn't work. He says it all the time.
We just talk to great business leaders. That's all we do.
Right, right.
Again, the whole new car experience that some people don't ever get to experience, they're going to get that at Select SI Automotive. Most important question of the entire interview, and you kind of touched upon it, give us your location so folks can come by and take a look.
It is located at 2590 Satellite Boulevard, in between Infinity of Gwinnett and Subaru of Gwinnett, 7 acres of a beautiful automobile dealership with a beautiful setting and a lot of inventory to look at.
And website as well. I assume the inventory is up on the website. Folks want to take a look before they come over?
Yes, most definitely. SelectSI.com. Go on to the website. You can look at the inventory, put which type of vehicle you're looking for, and it'll pop up and you'll be able to see it.
All right. 1 year old, congratulations on the vision becoming a reality, and we wish you continued success with it.
Thank you so much, and it's always great to be on Radio X.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Kendrick with Select SI Automotive here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, even though I said that you and I don't work, we do love what we do, right?
We do.
And it's also important to remember and tell all of our listeners that love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe they're already a Subaruist. Then they can follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And if for some strange reason they can't find exactly what they're looking for at Subaru of Gwinnett, maybe they should go next door and go to Select SI of Gwinnett.
There you go. And you know, a lot of folks, every time we talk about my Subaru that I drive,
yes,
you know, people might assume, wait, that was given to you because of your partnership with Subaru of Gwinnett. Actually, no. I went and I bought.
Wrong.
That's right.
That's right. It was wrong.
You are a literal Subaruist.
I am. And I love my Subaru.
You do. And I love, I always know when you're here because I know what your Subaru looks like and I always look for it. I'm a little jealous. It's nicer than my car.
Well, when you're ready for your new one, you know where to go.
Unfortunately, I'm one of those guys that drives the crud out of my car, so I'm at 190,000 miles and still going strong. So, but I know where I'm going when the day will come, and if I want to get into another used car, now I have another place to go.
All right, Stephen, our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio comes from a company called Exelon. He's the business development manager, Dirk Steiner. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. Obviously, the first question, Exelon, which is Y-X-L-O-N. It's how it's spelled, but it's pronounced Exelon. What does your company do, Dirk?
We do industrial x-ray equipment. So we provide x-ray solutions for everything else but medical or airport security. So that's what probably most of people would think of x-ray, but there's something else out there, and we provide solutions for everything else.
Well, that would be my question, because you think of an x-ray.
That's the only thing I could think of.
So what else are people using x-rays for?
Yeah, so number one is the automotive industry. So all the OEMs, the car manufacturers, they use x-ray to make sure that they deliver products that are, you know, free of flaws or discontinuities. And then, of course, aerospace industry, that's pretty big here in the U.S. You know, you want to make sure that there's everything is good with your engine and the weldings are all good and stuff like that. So they do that for what they call non-destructive testing. So you can do destructive testing stuff. So you can cut it open and see what's inside, or you can use x-rays to see what's inside, or you can use other methods. But we are focused on non-destructive testing with x-ray.
So is this a question of, so let's use one of the industries. Let's just use automotive because mm-hmm. we already had an automotive yep. guest on the show. So let's use the automotive industry. Is this a situation where they already have something in place that's doing the X-ray and you guys are trying to say, no, ours is better? Or is it a question of they don't have it in their facility and you're trying to show them that if you'll use what we're doing in your facility, it'll save you time, it'll save you money? Walk us through a typical prospect.
So, yeah, I mean, there are some products like aluminum wheel of a car that needs to be X-rayed 100%. And we provide, you know, systems that can do that in 30 seconds. So we are one of the big global players in this industry, and they typically know how to find us, and they, you know it's Exelon, and there's a few others. So they come to us, and we provide, you know, systems and solutions turnkey for their production. But there's also, you know, especially with the new computed tomography technology with computers, there are examples where they use other technologies right now, or they use destructive methods. So we can show and we can provide solutions that is faster, more cost efficient, and things like that.
Let's talk about you, Dirk, and your background and how you got from where you were to Exelon.
So yeah, I got, you know, when I finished school, so in Hamburg, Germany, I started 19 years ago with at that time was Philips. So Philips Medical Systems had always a you know, division for non-destructive testing or for industrial X-ray. So that time was still Philips, and then they spun us off about a year later. And so then we became Exelon, and so we're independent from Philips now. But yeah, so that's where I started as a software developer. So my background is computer science, and so and I switched to sales in 2004, and ever since I'm focused on sales and also on computer tomography. So one of the advanced ways to use X-rays.
All right, I'm going to jump in. I try never to do this every show, but it seems like I'm always the one that does this. So I'm going to ask a very ignorant question.
Yeah, that's
it's
fine.
My specialty because I don't work apparently. Computer tomography. Break that down. I've never heard that before.
So you
treat me as if I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you might heard of CAT scans in the
yes.
hospital, right?
Yes.
So that's the same thing. So
okay.
It's computed tomography. So what they do is, you take images, X-ray images, mm-hmm. like you know from hospital, like your chest. So you see all the things that's inside your mm-hmm. body, but you're not only using one image, but you use images from 360 degrees, and you put that into a computer system and process it. And what it can do, it can virtually slice, you know, in medical world, your brain or your right. your chest into slices, and you can see you know, slice by slice through it. So what we do is we do the same thing, but typically at a higher resolution. So
right.
we can go down to the micron level of things and see what's going on inside and have 3D models and stuff. So that that's the latest.
And I guess, are there opportunities where businesses, obviously one of the things you've talked about is having it involved in the manufacturing process, so actually in the plant. Is this also something that a smaller manufacturing company would send off for to have it done, to have it tested off-site?
Yes. Well, we do also provide, we have, you know, it's expensive technology in
right.
general.
Right.
So we do offer services, scanning services. So we have a lab in Ohio and in the Bay Area where you can send us parts and we can scan it. And we can tell you what's going on inside. We can create 3D models. We can do measurement reports, stuff like that.
I would think that's one of the ways that you probably find new clients.
Yes.
is someone goes, well, I don't need the whole thing.
In yes.
my, you know, I just need so. And then you can work with them over time, and then you're
yeah.
hoping they get to the point where they do need
a
something.
Lot of times they start like that, and they want to, you know, they
test the waters.
Yeah, they want to test it, and we typically do, you know, if they just want to test if it's applicable for them, they see what they want to see, do a free scan at the beginning, And then if that's something they want to use on a regular basis, they can, you know, pay us as they go. And it's not uncommon that they find out, oh, I can do this, and then I want to do this on another product or another application. And then at the end, they'd use it so much, so it's they can justify to buy a system. So that's very common.
Mike, we've interviewed so many different business owners, and a lot of times when you hear, you know, you'll hear a free consultation, right? Hey, I'll sit down with a potential client. That's the first time I've ever heard of a free scan. I think that's pretty cool that that they offer a scan for free, right? So I like that.
And I was thinking the same thing. We've interviewed over 1,000 executives over the years here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and we've never had any company do what your company does. Are there a lot of competitors out there in your field?
Yes, there are, but they are worldwide companies. So it's not too many in this area, but there are companies in, you know, that do non-destructive testing.
I was going to say, you don't have a company that's like, hey, we just do non-destructive testing just in the metro Atlanta area.
That's, yes.
you got to be a global tool.
Yes. But,
and there's a lot that needs to be. And I guess, I'm sorry, Mike, I'm going to jump in, but non-destructive versus destructive, destructive is how it used to be done, I would imagine, is the only way to be done to some extent. Is there still an education curve that you're trying to tell companies, no, you don't have to do the destructive. You can do this and make it cost effective.
Yeah, in some cases, especially with computer tomography, where it's not only about non-destructive versus destructive, but also with computer tomography, when you can, you know, virtually slice an object, you can now apply that using metrology, for example. So, and a lot of times, people use CMM tactile measurement equipment or calipers, but when it comes to internal features, well, they cut it open or they just ignore it and just pray it's good. So and CT, and a lot of times is the only way to really measure something inside or very small, like medical devices, for example. Like, you know, there's stents and hearing aids and stuff, so it's tiny and it's very critical, and or something or implants in general, and they are critical in dimensions, and it's very often titanium or other high or expensive alloys. So that's a very common thing, and it's growing in this industry to do that with X-rays or with computed tomography.
Our guest is Dirk Steiner with Exelon here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Now, in your current position, which is business development manager, tell us about your focus. I'm going to go out on a limb here, that your job is to get new business for the company.
Yes, that's true. And
so how do you do that?
And we're trying to find new applications, and also I'm providing knowledge, because I've been doing this for a long time, to our sales team, especially on computer tomography, and also focus on what we call science and new materials right now, because, you know, the automotive industry and aerospace industry, they've been doing this for forever. For, you know, I've seen pictures from the 1930s or even before that, when they x-rayed airplanes. So it's not really new, but there are new technology or new fields that we're trying to discover. And we see, for example, natural history museums using that that kind of equipment. So they have millions of specimens in their collection, and some of them are 100, 150 years old, and they want to study evolution. They want to see bones. So, but you know, that's non-destructive testing, right? So you don't want to get rid of
let's break apart this rare artifact.
Yes, exactly. Or we've seen, like violins, like the Stradivari's and stuff.
Yeah, violins.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, you can use X-rays to see the structure of the wood it was made of, and to a point where you can identify if that violin was made of the same tree back 200 years ago or 500 years ago. So that's stuff you can do with it. And then also, as I already mentioned, historic items, like in all stuff you can see in museums, you want to see if it's real, people trying to sell or give stuff to museums sometimes.
And, oh, wow.
And you want to know if it's a real, right. real deal or if something is being done to it. And you can see inside without, you know, destroying it. You can even leave it in a box sometimes and just do it and see what's inside.
X-rays are cool, Mike.
I want to work with Dirk. Just take things, just put them in the X-ray.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, put this in.
We do that all the time. Yes.
I can only imagine. If a company's out there listening right now and they might want to look into your services or products, how do they go about getting something tested?
They can either go on a website, www.yxlon.com, or contact me on dirk.steiner@xlon.com.
So you pretty much x-ray everybody but people.
Exactly.
Right.
Or live animal. We don't do that either.
Mike, you missed one very important question. And so because you didn't ask Dirk the question, I'm going to ask you the question. What would be the weirdest thing you would ask to get x-rayed? What would you want to have x-rayed? Maybe Trey should answer this too.
Like, why would you throw that at me right now without any warning? I have no idea.
Because the first thing I thought of was a donut, but that's, of course, the first thing I thought of. So, you know.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Dirk, thank you so much for joining us and coming on and explaining Exelon, a really fascinating company. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dirk Steiner with Exelon here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
And Dirk, after the show, I'm going to ask you for some good stories of stuff that you guys x-ray.
He's going to send you back with a donut to x-ray, apparently.
I don't have it with me. But before we wrap up the show, Mike, I do want to remind our listeners that if they are trying to lead their business and maybe they're frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in their business, then they need to contact Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. That's right, proactivepayroll.rocks, or call 404-410-0031.
All right, Stephen, want to thank our guest once again, Dirk Steiner with Exelon and Steve Kendrick with Select SI Automotive for joining us. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24/7, or any of our programs from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all those places as well. We have all the shows listed there. And also, go subscribe to iTunes. And all of these shows are also on iTunes as well. So any final parting words, Stephen?
Nope.
All right. Go buy a donut real quick so you can get it to Dirk.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank Stephen and Trey, of course, for producing. Until next time, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!